For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason. Well, running out of nitrogen is often seen as the most limiting factor for corn yields. This really isn't the case. More often than not, farmers worry, especially during years with wet springs, that the corn crop won't have enough nitrogen to maximize yield. There are two problems in that scenario. The first is that maximizing yield shouldn't be the goal. It should be optimizing the yield. In this case, that's figured economically. Secondly, if the optimal amount of nitrogen fertilizer is applied, it doesn't generally run out, says University of Illinois agronomist Emerson Nafziger.
Most of the time in our fields, nitrogen is not the limiting factor. And the problem with our idea is that the crop takes up the amount from the soil in addition to the amount of fertilizer we put on. And in our better seasons, like 2016, where we never had really lost conditions in the soil, we know that our crop often had 100 pounds of nitrogen at least coming from the soil in 2016, and I'm not sure 2017 will be much different than that.
That's 100 pounds on central Illinois soils. Calculating the optimum rate then might take less in than expected. Farmers can find that number by searching Google for the in-rate calculator. Numbers can be generated for 7 Corn Belt states.
If you ran the calculator for corn following soybean for fall anhydrous application in central Illinois, for corn following soybean, we'd be in about 175-pound range, somewhere in there. We actually put a range in there as well, and people should pay attention to that, because it might say 175, but the most profitable range is going to be given right below that number, and it might say 160 to 190. And you'd say, well, you mean we can choose? Well, let's just choose the high one.
You could, says Nafziger, but the whole of the 30-pound range is within a dollar of the maximum projected return per acre for the corn crop. This is because the optimal rate of nitrogen application curve is very flat at the top. Let me say that again. The in-rate calculator produces an application rate optimized to generate the maximum return per acre. The whole of the projected range is within a dollar of the maximum. For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason.